Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing you news and other features of interest to the English-speaking Jewish community in Spain and abroad. Our trivia question for this week is, how many Spanish cities and towns are part of the network of Spanish Jewish cities? The answer is coming up very soon. In 1995, the Red de Juderías, or Network of Spanish Jewish Cities, was created. This organization is made up of cities and towns that have a Jewish heritage. Its stated purpose is to disseminate the Sephardic historical and cultural heritage of Spain by taking advantage of what remains of that culture, and also by restoring and preserving this legacy. There were originally 8 members of this network, some of which are very well known as Jewish sites, and others that you may not even have heard of: Cordoba, Cáceres, Girona, Toledo, Hervás, Tudela de Navarra, Rivadavia, and Segovia. Since its founding, the network has expanded and now includes 21 members, which promote their Jewish heritage with many different types of activities throughout the year. The network celebrated its 10th anniversary on July 2nd with a commemorative act in Girona. Since summer is here, and some of you may be traveling to Spain, I thought you'd be interested in knowing about some of the Jewish theme activities that are taking place in some of these Jewish heritage cities. First, music. In July, the walled city of Avila is hosting a series of open-air concerts of Sephardic music called Noche y Almenas, or Night and Battlements. In Girona, musicians involved in the recovery of traditional Jewish music will perform every Thursday night at 10 o'clock in the patio of the Centro Bonastruc Saporta. The series is called Noches de Música en el Cal, or Musical Nights in the Jewish Quarter. In Hervás, in the region of Extremadura, during the second half of July, there will be a series of international folk music concerts called Estivalia in the Jewish neighborhood and Corredera Plaza. Then, from August 15th to 30th, there will be a series of open concerts in the Pérez Comendador Leroux Museum. Also in August, Toledo will hold a series of concerts titled Music of the Three Cultures in the San Pedro Martyr Convent. Now for theater and cinema. In Jaén, Andalusia, the Asociación Juventa is organizing the production Echoes of a Jewish Past, Legends of the Jewish Quarter, which will be put on by the group Jaén en Movimiento. The show is free in the Santa María Plaza in Jaén on August 13th at 8:30 p.m. One of the most interesting and unusual activities is taking place in Rivadavia in Galicia. This is known as the Festa da Historia, or Festival of History, and has been declared of national touristic interest. All the townspeople wear period costumes and recreate life as it was in the Middle Ages. The official currency is the maravedí, and there are artisans, moneylenders, scribes, jugglers, and other people related to the two cultures, that is, the Jewish and Christian. This festival will take place all day on Saturday, August 27th, in Rivadavia's historical neighborhood. At 12 noon, there will be a theatrical representation of a Jewish wedding, performed by the Centro de Estudos Medievais, the Center of Medieval Studies. The bridal couple and the guests will reenact a traditional Jewish wedding. You can even attend the banquet, but will have to make a reservation first by phoning this number: 34 for Spain, then 988-470-882. On the same day, at 8 p.m., there will be another theater performance, O Malsín, by the group Festa de Historia. This piece describes the dramatic experiences of the conversos, the Jewish converts to Christianity, at the beginning of the 17th century. This free show will take place outdoors in the Jewish neighborhood, Plaza Mayor and Castle. In Besalú, the third Jewish film festival will take place in the Plaza Mayor in August. There are also several Jewish theme exhibits on this summer. The Secret of the Books, Recovered Jewish Documents is in Segovia this month at the Gallery of the Abraham Senor House and the Jewish Didactic Center. This is an exhibit and explanation of Jewish documents from the Girona Historical Archive. If you miss it in Segovia, you'll be able to catch it later in Rivadavia, where it will be at the Jewish Information Center of Galicia until October 1st. In Girona, from July 1st to November 7th, you can see Symbolic Architectures, The Gates of the Jewry. This exhibit, which will later travel to other cities, uses the images of the gates to the Jewish quarters of cities in Spain as a metaphor of the passing from one reality to another, from one world to another. Finally, in Calahorra, in La Rioja region, from the 15th to the 30th of August, the Municipal Museum will host the exhibit Gardens of the Three Cultures. A number of cities that belong to the network are offering guided tours of their Jewish quarters this summer. Some of these are Avila, Barcelona, Hervás, Palma de Mallorca, Rivadavia, Tortosa, Tudela, and Tarazona. A few others deserve special mention. Every Wednesday night through August, Besalú, in Catalonia, is offering a two-hour tour of the Jewish neighborhood. There are also 30-minute daytime tours of the mikveh and remains of the synagogue of Besalú. Córdoba is also offering nighttime tours of the old section with an official city guide. These visits include a drink and tapa in a typical tavern and are available in Spanish, English, and French. Until September 15th, Girona is offering a tour called The Doors of Remembrance. You can also take advantage of a special package, which includes the tour, followed by a typical Sephardic dinner and a night in a 3- or 4-star hotel at a reduced price. Another option, for groups only, is a guided visit of the Museum of History of the Jewish People, available in Spanish, English, Catalan, French, and Hebrew. Rivadavia is offering guided tours of the Jewish neighborhood, with a visit to a bakery specialized in traditional Jewish pastries, samples included. This is available every day in July and August, and on weekends the rest of the year. At midnight on Saturday nights through the end of August, there's also a tour of the town, including street theater, in which historic characters from the time of the two cultures are represented. Segovia also has guided tours of the Jewish quarter, every day at 4:30 until the 15th of September. These last 3 hours, and they also have a package deal which includes the tour, hotel with breakfast, and a Sephardic meal. On Wednesdays and Saturdays in August, you can also take a nighttime tour, which includes music and Sephardic food. Toledo is also offering nighttime visits, some including street theater, and various different options for visiting the Jewish quarter. Finally, the 6th European Day of Jewish Culture will take place on September 4th, with the participation of 26 European countries. This year's theme is Jewish Cooking and Heritage, and of course, the Spanish Network of Jewish Cities will take part. The complete schedule isn't out yet, but for now I can tell you that from September 1st to 11th, Two restaurants in the city of León will offer special menus of Sephardic food. In the same city, in León, on September 2nd, the Catalan singer Rosa Zaragoza will give a free concert of Sephardic music. As you can see, in just about every region of Spain, there'll be some sort of activity of Jewish interest this summer. So if you haven't made your vacation plans yet, think about coming to Jewish Spain. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. I'll leave you now with Yasmin Levy. She's an Israeli singer who has specialized in Sephardic music. On her latest CD, La Juderia, which means the Jewish Quarter, there are also songs with a flamenco influence. She presented this record at the recent WoMadrid festival here. This song is called Inténtalo Encontrar. Try to find it. See you next week.
Conformes nunca con ser un pensando. ¿Qué es el amor? Pregúntale al jilguero, al río y a la flor. Él no tiene sendero, pero es andador. No necesita puerta, es camino. Y es que el amor, como todo lo que veo, no tiene explicaciones, refugio y morada de algún soñador que jugando a poeta quiso ser un cantor. Y es que al final tendrás en tu inventario que llegues a amar. Después no tendrás tiempo de volver a empezar. Ahora es el momento. Inténtalo encontrar, inténtalo encontrar, inténtalo encontrar. inténtalo encontrar.